I'd like to start this off by just apologizing to Antonio Brown for showing a little bit too much emotion on that last third down play past him. So I'd like to just say I apologize to him and everyone for that. Mike?
You guys got it done throwing at the end while we were in run after clock mode. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about philosophy of not trying to run there and what was effective?
Well, you know, we talk sometimes about beating your head against the wall, right, when they're throwing 8-9 guys up in the box, and we had success throwing the ball. So at the end, we did run it. There were some times we had some big plays. James, busted a couple big runs there at the end with Rosie leading the way. And then the play to Juju, I'm not sure what down that was, but, finding a way to make a play by all parties, it's just awesome.
What does a win do for this team's psyche with all the stuff going around?
You know what, we always say winning cures a lot of things, but I still think the biggest issue, if you will, was outside the locker room, people perceiving different things. I'm not saying we don't have issues. All teams have issues, and there's different things going on, but I think it was a little bigger than people probably – than it really is, than what was.
Then the touchdown drive at the end of the first half, you have all the right. Timeouts, you come out, you quickly go right down the field on that, and a bunch of different receivers. Is that kind of how you envision?
Yeah, I wish it would work like that every time. That's big for us, right? Knowing that you got to get points. You've got three timeouts, a minute and some change. And to take it down the field like we did against that defense that was throwing some different looks at us, just proud of the way everybody stepped up, linemen, because that's a big tempo. You know, we're moving quick, and a lot of guys got involved on that drive, as well as all night. You know, a lot of people made plays tonight.
What dimension does Vance give you to this offense?
I think you saw it on his touchdown. You know, he catches the ball and he throws the guy to the ground and goes 70-some yards. So that's a big play for us. It's good to have another weapon out there to complement Jesse and some of the other guys.
Ben, you guys were shootouts back-to-back weeks. There's a couple more of those yesterday. Is this the way it's going to be?
I don't know. It didn't feel like we had the ball much in the second half. I think three possessions maybe. And we need to do better of putting it away. Obviously, we did at the end of the game. We had the ball. We take a knee. That's the best play in football for an offense. But we had a couple of drives before that we had a chance to end it, and that's what we want to do. We want to end it with the ball in our hand and not make our defense go out and step up like they did.
And, you know, some teams just don't have the personality or the core to survive the kind of drama that you guys have already had to deal with. What is it about your group, about you, about your coach, that allows you to get through something? Your star running back now reporting, your star receiver now coming.
We're used to it? No. honestly, I think we've got a great group of veteran guys. You know, coach has been here for a long time. The linemen, I always say, are the catalyst of our group. I know I've been here for a long time, but that group of guys, that group of five guys, and then you throw B.J. Finney into it, and, you know, those guys just kind of, they drive us. I tell them before every game, we're going to go as you guys go. And that's true for the game, but it's also true kind of in life and in the locker room. You know, they help control us, and we just got a veteran group that is able to kind of handle some of those distractions, if you will.
And how would you describe McDonald's stiff arm, and what kind of tone did
that? I didn't get to see the actual stiff arm. I know when they went in cross motion, I saw Vance was going to be open. I knew what route he was running, and I was kind of saying, like, hurry, Vance, turn your head. Got him the ball, and then I saw it kind of got jumbled in front of me with line and stuff, and that's what we want to see from Vance. That's what we expect from Vance. That's what we know he can do. So that's an awesome feeling to have him out there doing those kind of things.
Did you ever think about what 0-2-1 would mean to
your team? No, we don't have time to think about that. You know, it's a new week, and we got to win a football game. And we came out and did it.
And I just think Finney and Filer did.
I thought they did well to go against that pass rush. Really, really well. I know they had a few sacks, but at least one, maybe two of those sacks were covered sacks. So I thought those guys did a great job. Proud of the way they stepped up.
Late in the game, you're kind of throwing siren, falling down, getting tackled, and then you make that play to Juju over the middle. What does a play like that feel like when you know you're pretty close to sealing the game?
Feels pretty normal. Juju just making a play. That's awesome. You know, I came out of that little fake and looked over to AB, and the guy was on it pretty good. The guy on the right was holding Vance, and got a little pocket to step up and just thinking, okay, if you got to take the sack because that'll, you know, eat the clock, use a timeout, whatever it is. And Juju just happened to make a play, and that's what's special about Juju is he's got a feel for the game. He knows how to get open.
Is there anything particular he's doing this year to get more of the season?
Nope.
I don't know if you've been asked about this, but the defense gives you some turnovers and some points.
Right. That's huge. I thought our defense played awesome tonight, creating turnovers, giving us some short field, making some stops. It was fun to get them involved tonight. I told the team afterwards that was a total team win, all the phases, and that's what Steeler football is about.
What do you think all the roughing passers?
It's a lot of them. you know what? I don't want to criticize officiating, especially when you're talking about a penalty that helps the quarterback out. But, you know, I was surprised with the first one. The second one I thought was legit. He hit me in the helmet. You know, it was kind of like hearing that loud ring when your helmet gets hit. But there sure are a lot of them. I can't imagine the fans at home are enjoying it too much.
If they're calling it on you, does that mean they're serious about it?
Finally.
And you had a couple of big third downs from Washington. Mm-hmm.
Right, I you know what, those big third downs were in the middle of the field. I think you know, everyone kind of thought and anticipated he's going to be an outside guy, but I moved him around a little bit. We were doing a lot of no huddle there, and moving him and Juju on the inside, and for him to find those inside breaking routes and big body catches. You know, you talk about Juju in there knowing how to use his body and be physical. I thought James did a great job of that tonight, making those big time catches, holding on to the ball while he's getting hit. That's growth. That's what we want to see, and we need to continue to use him in different ways.